The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
I want to continue our look now at the ADP employment report. We spoke with Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics. His team puts together this survey of companies across the country and comes up with their data every month. 281,000, much stronger than the forecast, making everybody wonder if maybe the jobs report tomorrow from the government, that's the really big one, if it could come in on the high side as well. Joining us now is Chris Ruppke. He's chief financial economist at Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi. He says he hopes that the ADP is right, because if true, this will be the fifth straight month of 200,000 plus payroll job gains, and the Fed's low rates monetary policy, well, you can stick a fork in it. It's done. Chris, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
That's good.
You know, I did a little chart, and I looked at very simply the ADP gain and the payrolls gain. Mm-hmm. And for the past 5 months, ADP, if I'm not mistaken, has actually been a bit below the payrolls gain.
Certainly last month they were. It was the actual private jobs were stronger.
And then you have to go back to December of last year to find this same pattern where there was a giant jump or a much bigger jump in ADP payrolls, and then the government number was small. What can you tell our listeners, Chris, about how reliable this ADP number is?
Well, I mean, in a way, both numbers are... It's very, very difficult to know what the number is going to be in advance. And frankly, we've kind of given up trying over the years. The payroll jobs number is one number from the government, Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's a one number that can come out of nowhere,
right,
and change market sentiment 180 degrees around. So I like the ADP number. You know, I'd like to see a strong jobs number because, you know, people are kind of downbeat often. Certainly the Fed's cautious about the outlook for the economy and the labor market. So I'd like to see 281,000 from ADP, that to become a reality.
Well, actually, Mark
Sandy
said that's his forecast. He said he thinks that the government number will be about that.
But bad things have happened. Let's put it that way. We've been led down the path to thinking the actual jobs number was going to be X due to the ADP number, and it wasn't X. It came in quite dramatically different. So it's not over till it's over.
Let's
see what happens 8:30 tomorrow. But this number was, very supportive of a normal labor market. One of the things I was struck by is that, you know, we lend to a lot of large U.S. corporations, and a lot of times the people tell us they're not hiring out there. But this is, I was struck by the fact in this report from ADP that the number of large companies, those with over 1,000 employees, they've stepped up the hiring here. They hired 32,000 of those 281,000, according to ADP.
Well, and that would be
a good thing, I think.
Well, in fact, Chris, if over the past several months, it seems that the small businesses have been done the most net hiring, medium mm-hmm. next, and it's then the big companies that have really lagged. The net hiring has been very, very low relative to those other parts of the business world. So this could be a shift, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm thinking it could be a shift. I mean, large companies, you know, it's like a tanker. It takes a lot to get it turned around and moving in a new direction. But once large companies make a decision to make these expenditures and bring on staff, they don't tend to, you know, stop that behavior. That behavior tends to reinforce the forward expansion of the economy. So that's why I think it's a good thing, because big companies don't, you know, change on a dime. They're cautious, they're conservative, but once they start hiring, then it's for real. I think the labor market progress towards being more satisfactory, as the Fed terms it, I think the progress is real. Yeah, you're right, though. Small companies usually make up the bulk of all the new jobs made in America, certainly.
What is your forecast for the government payroll number tomorrow, Chris?
Let's see. I got to look.
In other words, quickly, because you just said you don't think it makes sense. It's like throwing a dart. What is your forecast, though?
tend to change from the consensus. This month, 215,000, that's a pretty big number.
Okay.
I'm steeling myself just in case there's a bad outcome. The only good thing I could say is most people will be on the beach tomorrow. There's not going to be a lot of traders in there. The market stops trading fixed income around 1 o'clock. So it's going to be over quickly. Let's put it that way. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We're going to have a fifth straight month of 200,000 jobs, which would be impressive.
Okay. You, in your morning note, wrote that, hey, the Fed's low interest rate, zero rate policy is, put a fork in it. It's done. Will they have to raise that key rate off zero before the middle of next year? Is that if we get jobs growth like this continue?
It might move forward. I mean, some of the members of the Federal Reserve are starting to move their forecasts forward. I think Bullard saying now his dot on the chart is a start date of March 2015.
Yeah.
The momentum here is very, very strong. I think the committee is going to sit down and wonder, like, what are they doing here? Are they behind the curve? The intriguing thing to me is that although Chair Yellen has said don't look at the dots and there's a lot of dispersion about the forecast for 2016, I see a big agreement in 2016. There's 13 out of 16 members saying 2% higher Fed funds at the end of 2016. To do that, they have to start tightening in June next year. And if it's going to be the median forecast, which is 2.5% at the end of 2016, I apologize for all these numbers, but if they really want rates to be 2.5% at the end of 2016, the median forecast that they have, they've got to start in December. So something's not right there. I think the what they're telling us in their communications is that they really need to start thinking about going sooner rather than later.
Chris Ruepke, thank you so very much.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.